Today's Shir is Masechta Zochim Daf Kuf Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Aleph of an Aleph, the second line, Tan Rabbanan. We have been discussing now Shiurim, the Aloch of Aninus, that if somebody loses one of the close relatives, he's an Einan. What we have established is that the day that this person was Nifter, the relative becomes an Einan with the Reis, the Yom HaMisa. We've had discussion about the Yom HaKfura, the day where the Nifter is buried. And we've also had discussion about the night after the Yom HaMisa, the night after Yom HaKfura. But as we've been learning in our Shiurim, the source of Aninus that we find in the Torah is really in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which was the day on which the Mishkan was inaugurated. It was the day that Aaron began acting as the Kohen Gadol. It was also, unfortunately, the day that Nadav and Avihu, his children, passed away. And therefore, Aaron and his sons, Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, became Einanim on that day because of the passing of Nadav and Avihu. Furthermore, that day was a very special day, so to speak. It was a day on which they brought the Kabbanis of Rosh Chodesh, which are Kabbanis that are always brought on Rosh Chodesh. And they also brought on that day Kabbanis because it was the first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, as we said. And now the Gemara will be, in Mitzvah Shem, tying in this discussion that we're having about Aninus, and how, which is learned from that day, that tragic day. Many halachas are learned from that day. The Tanur Rabbanan of the Braisa begins. The Torah Kedoshe speaks about the Korban Mincha that was brought on that day. And the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron and his children, V'chatam Moshe B'mokim Kodosh, Kikain Tzuvesi. Also, as we just said, that day was Rosh Chodesh. And on Rosh Chodesh, there's a special Korban Chatos that is brought. And the Pasuk says regarding that Korban, Ochlo Toichlo Yisrael B'kodesh Kashi Tzuvesi. The Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron his children that they are obligated to eat that Korban Chatos. That day was also a day that they brought Shalmei Tzibur, and the Chaz V'Shoik of the Shalmei Tzibur were given to Aaron and his children. And there too, the Torah HaKadoshah tells them that they should eat him, Kasha Tziva Hashem, that they should eat him as Moshe Rabbeinu told them in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should so do. So we have here, as we just learned, the Torah HaKadoshah saying, Kichein Tzavesi, so many times. And the Gemara focuses on that. Says the Gemara, When Moshe Rabbeinu was told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Baninus Yechlovu, that they should eat that Korban Mincha, even though they are Oinanim. Kasha Tzavisim, that was the second point of Kasha Tzavisi, B'Shas Maisa. As Nadav and Avihu were Nifter, Omlehem, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they should eat the Korban Baninus. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said that he heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Aninus is different than any other Aninus. As we've been learning, typically when there's a situation of Aninus, the Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah, the Kohen Hedget, and he's certainly not allowed to eat Kachim. But even the Kohen Gadol, who's allowed to do Avodah when he's Rachman Tzlon Anoinen, he may not eat Kachim when he is Baninus. And now, as Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, the Korban Chatos which is brought on Rosh Chodesh, they burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu questions them and says to them, Ma'dua la'achaltam oisoi kashi tzivisa eschem. Why didn't you eat it? As I told you, even as Nadav and Avihu Rachman Slan Nifter, I made it clear to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat this the ksar lechatos that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, and I asked you, why didn't you eat it? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "Kashetziva, Ktziva Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu had directly told me that you should eat this. It wasn't Loimani Ani Omer. It wasn't I who told you to do so. It was something that Hakadosh Baruch Hu directly gave me such a order." And my question to you is, why did you not follow what I said? The Rebbeinu Chananel says, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to make the point, the loy my lie on the oy my, I didn't make this up. So what Rebbeinu Chananel explains was that he said that there is a rule in Shas that if somebody is asked a shaila, and the question is this a halacha that he knew from before? Or is this a halacha that's only coming up right now as he's being asked the question? There are big nafkuminas in how we look at a psak halacha under those circumstances. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, I'm not telling you this psak halacha now because we're faced with this challenge. This was a psak halacha that I heard previously. Moreover, as we're going to see, explains the Ritva in the Gemara, that there's a difference between kabbonis that are brought, that were specifically brought on that day, versus kabbonis that are always brought, as we just learned, the karmachatis that's brought on Rosh Chodesh is always brought on Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're going to see in the Gemara, was clearly under the impression that the halacha doesn't differentiate between those types of halachas. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu felt the need to emphasize that this, there's no, in my mind, there is no room for such distinction. So, Vermini asked the Gemara, but there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Ne'aninas Nisrafa, that the reason that the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burnt, because of Aninas. Lekach Nemar, and that's the way to understand what Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if this would have happened, this happened today, then my children passed away, not even of you, and that's why I did not eat from this sor, I rather burnt it. And Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately agreed to what Aaron said, because the pasuk says, "V'yishma Moshe v'yite ba'onav." So it's obvious that Moshe Rabbeinu was not necessarily given a directive that they should eat it even though we're in Einanim. So we have a theory here. Was Moshe Rabbeinu told to stop them from eating it because they're Einanim, or was that not the case? Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Loi Kasha. Ha, the first braisa represents the Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Vaha, and the second braisa represents the opinion of Nechemya. The Tanya is the braisa, as we learn in a braisa. Memnei Aninas Nesrefua, the reason they burnt it was because they were Einanim. V'kach Nemer Ka'ela, and that's why the pasuk says Ka'ela. That means that V'kreinu Ka'ela, I just suffered a horrible loss, the loss of my children, and how could you expect me to eat Kachim? Rashi and Chumash explains it somewhat differently. He says that what Aaron was saying, that even if it weren't my children who had passed away, but it's one of the relatives from which I'm an Oinin, I would have to act this way. Certainly, if it's my children, such a horrible tragedy, I'm not allowed to eat it. That's Rabbi Nechemya's reason why Aaron refused to eat it. What happened was that carbon chattis was not eaten because it became tamei, and the halacha is that carbon that gets tamei, of course, we have to burn and not eat, and it has nothing to do with aninus. Shemata Omer, if you're going to suggest them nay aninus nisrafa, that the reason they burnt this carbon was because of aninus, so then ask the Gemara, as we said earlier, they brought many kabbonis that day. They brought the sor of Rosh Chodesh, the sor of Nachshon Aminadov, that every day of the Shemana Shemei Malum, a different one of the Nesiim brought a series of kabbonis. Nachshon was the first, and there was a Chatas Shmini. There was a special Kamechatas that was brought that day because it was the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. So now, what Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon is saying is that if the halacha is that if they're oinanim, they're not allowed to eat it, so then this halacha should apply to all kabbonis. So why do we find that they only burnt the sorah of Rosh Chodesh? Dava Acher, another proof that the halacha is that had that what happened that they were had that they burnt the carbon and didn't eat it was not because of aninus, because yes, during the day they couldn't have eaten it because they were nine in them. Hay roi lach number arav, they could have eaten them at night, and as even though Rabbi Yehuda says that aninus does extend into the night, but at that special occasion it didn't. So why, if they eat, what Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are saying to Rabbi Nechemya, if you're saying that the issue was aninus, says the Gemara, they could have eaten it at night, where in those circumstances aninus would not extend into the night. And then they made another point. Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon make another point to Rabbi Nechemya. Maybe Aaron and his children are oinanim, and indeed because they're oinanim, they can't eat the carbon. But the point that they're making is that there was another kohen. There was Pinchas. Pinchas Hayimon. And Pinchas wasn't a son or a brother of Nadav and Avihu. So he wasn't Einan. So the many Rishonim asked the question that we know that a food that had an order that a food should be able to become tamei, it has to be mukshel kabel tuma. And the Rishonim ask, where do we find that this carbon chatos, according to the opinion that Judah and Shimon just said, that they were burnt because of tuma, where do we find they were mukshel kabel tuma, that they should be tamei, that they should have to be burnt? So the Rambam, the Tzoyus already quotes the Rambam, and others say this as well, that here, it was kachim. And the halach is that kachim don't need to get moist, wet, in order to be mukshel kabel tuma. And the reason is that since kachim are so significant, the food getting wet and then being mukshel kabel tuma is an act of significance. But that act of significance doesn't apply to kachim. Rav Amar, Rava says, Idi v'idi. The two brises that we mentioned earlier, which seem to be close to each other, seem to be contradicting, was it because of aninus or not? Says the Gemara, they're following the opinion of Nechemya, that the reason Aaron and his children did not eat the chatos because of aninus. I, as Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda just said, if that's the case, that should have been the case for all the kabbonis that were brought that day. Why do we find that they only burnt the carbon chatas of Rosh Chodesh? Says, the kambit shachi shal kachibit tachidairus. They were allowed to eat kabbonis when aninus. But that was only on kabbonis that were unique to that day. The brisa that says, but the sar Rosh Chodesh, which is not unique to that day, every Rosh Chodesh that carbon is brought, there wasn't a special dispensation that because of aninus they may be eaten. And now everything works. The reason was aninus, but there's a difference that for Kotshe Shah, there was a dispensation that they may be eaten aninus. But that dispensation wasn't given for Kotshe Dairus. So we have here a fundamental machloikus tanoim. Why was the Sar Rosh Chodesh burnt? Was it because of aninus, or because of Tumah? And what the Gemara will do now is, based on these two opinions, the Gemara will try to explain the Psukim in the Torah accordingly. Rav Nechemya, Hechem Etatzlan Ikra, says the Gemara, How will Rabbi Nechemya explain these psukim? Rabbanan, asked the Gemara. Heichim etaretz lahani kro. How will they explain these psukim? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Nechemya etaretz lehoch. This is the way Rabbi Nechemya explains the psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron and his children, Madu lachatam sachat smakim kodesh. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying to them? Omalai Moshe laharon. Moshe was saying to Aaron, Shema nechmas damal ofnai lofnim. Was there a situation where this blood was brought into the Beis HaMikdash? And the halacha, as we've learned many times, is that blood that's brought into the Beis HaMikdash is of the Chavachat is disqualified, becomes disqualified. Amalai and Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron responds to Moshe Rabbeinu, Heilai huves dam ala kadosh pnima. That never happened. So then Moshe asks Aaron, maybe it was taken outside the Zara, that also disqualifies the dam. Amalai, to which Aaron responds to Moshe, Bekodesh haisa. It was Bekodesh, it was never taken out. Then he asks him, Vedema ben ninis akriv yisua upaslua. Maybe you brought the carbon when you were oinen. Amalai, Moshe, so Moshe said to Aaron, said to Moshe, v'chei hei makrivim. The halacha is that a kohen hedyet is not allowed to bring, as we said earlier in our shir, a carbon when he's an oinen. Ani, the crafty, I brought it. And I'm a kohen gadol. And even though a kohen gadol, as we've been learning throughout our shirim, may not eat from a carbon when he's an oinen, but he may bring a carbon from an oinen. So the Ravid asks a question that if Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they're allowed to eat the carbon baninus, obviously he probably would have thought they could bring the carbon baninus. And why therefore would he even have thought that if Aaron did bring a baninus, it would become possible? So Chizkuni explains that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they're allowed to be makriv the carbon baninus and they're allowed to eat the carbon baninus. Aaron's allowed to bring makriv the carbon baninus and he's allowed to eat the carbon baninus. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, maybe you made a mistake to think how far the baninus extends. Another shot that I saw from the Sefer Kotche David, that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Aaron, who's allowed to bring the carbon baninus, is not allowed to eat the carbon. And the question that he asked was, you're allowed to bring it, but maybe your children bring it, and your children are not allowed to bring it when they're oinen him. To which Aaron asked, v'chi hei mikrivu? They weren't the ones that brought it, that they indeed can't bring the carbon, and they're crafty. And that's what Moshe says to Aaron, kravos bech v'secha toscha, I am a koi, you are a koi golem, you can do the carbon when you're an oinen. Amaloi, hei lai huve stoma. So now Moshe Rabbeinu recaps to Aaron. The carbon was not taken inside to the Beis HaMikdash. Because it was in the Azorah the entire time. It wasn't taken out Chutz L'Azorah. So if that's the case, and everything is fine with this carbon, so why didn't you eat it? Like I told you that you are supposed to eat it, even though you're eating him. That I had given you instructions that you should eat the carbon only by Ninus. Amalai, to which Aaron at that point said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'tekreini oisi ke'ela v'chalti chatas hayoim hayita b'ere m'shem. If we would have eaten the carbon chatas while we are oinin him, is that something that would have found favor by Kadosh Baruch Hu? Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed gave you instruction that we should eat the carbon mincha when we are oinonim, Shemalo Shemata El Kotche Shah. When did you get these special instructions? You only get the special instructions by Kotche Shah, kabbanis that were brought specifically that day. Deba Kotche Dairus, if you're going to want to suggest that even kabbanis that will always be brought, that Loch is that you can't bring them as oinonim, kavachayim ha'maisa kal. We know that when it comes to meiser, Meiser is more lenient than a carbon. Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, we know, is the produce in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, that we take 10% of the produce and we have to eat them in Yerushalayim or redeem them and use the money for food in Yerushalayim. Or Ma Meiser Kal. When we speak about Meiser Sheni, which is not as serious as a carbon. Amr, Torah says that when we say Vidui Meiser, part of the nusach that said is lo yechalti ba'inim imeni, that ma'aser sheni may not be eaten ben einin bekotche doiris karbonis, certainly lo koshke may not be eaten as einanim, and that's what Aaron responded to Moshe Rabbeinu. How would you think I'm allowed to eat this carbon when I'm an einin? Says the Gemara Miyad. After Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron had this dialogue, says the Gemara of Yishba Moshe Vita Be'enav. Moshe Rabbeinu at this point was satisfied. And Miyad, and the Pasuk says, what did Moshe do? For Yishma Moshe Vita Be'enav. Moshe Rabbeinu admitted, he didn't say, I never heard this halacha. That would be a legitimate excuse. El Omar, he said, Shamati, I did hear this halacha, for Shechachti, but I actually forgot it. The Mefarshim speak a lot about this point. So the first issue they ask is, just like Aaron came up with this Kal V'Chomer, how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come up with the Kal V'Chomer? And the answer to that question is really in Tosfos. Because Tosfos says that the Gemara is trying to learn a Kal V'Chomer from Karbonos to Meiser Sheni. But actually Meiser Sheni has a Chumrah that Karbonos don't have. Meiser Sheni, the halacha is that when you redeem the Meiser Sheni, the Torah insists that the money that you use is kesef sheyesh b'tzura, minted money, which that halacha doesn't apply by the redemption of anything else. And therefore, the Kal V'Chomer that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Aaron offered, did not necessarily impress Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was satisfied? Because the pasuk says, "Vayishma Moshe, v'yita be'enov." What is the word? It could have just said, "V'yita be'enei Moshe." V'yishma, he says that the word "V'yishma," I sort of say for Torah Tumim, explains, and it works beautifully with the way we're explaining the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu admitted that it wasn't just the Kal V'Chomer that Aaron offered that caused them to agree with Aaron. Because especially, as we just said, Moshe Rabbeinu could have had a question to Kal V'Chomer. For Yishma, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I indeed heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that is the halacha. And at that point, says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu had an announcement made throughout Klal Yisrael, Nis'alma halacha mimeni, I forgot the halacha, for Aaron ochen achi hisgracely. And Aaron, my brother, reminded me the halacha. And then the Tziv explains why the Moshe Rabbeinu feel the need to do so. So the Tziv explains that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to establish that if somebody makes a mistake in a psak halacha, he should not be embarrassed and publicly announce, I made a mistake. And we learned that from no one less than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote about Rav Chiya bar Abba, Shalachnu lechem adam gadol. We, I'm sending to you a great individual. And says the Gemara, Mahu gadol asay. What makes him great? She'ena bar shloima lo shemati. He's not embarrassed to say, I didn't learn this halacha. So what do we see from here? That the greatest embarrassment that Talmud Chacham could say is lo shemati. But in our Gemara, it says shemati v'shachachti is a bigger embarrassment. How do we understand this? So many Mefarshim explain that now, when we already have Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaalpeh and all the Sforim, so now saying Lo Shemati is a terrible embarrassment. Because why didn't you learn it? You have all of the Torah available to you, you should have learned that. But in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah wasn't yet given. So there's no issue if somebody didn't learn anything, something. It wasn't there to learn. But saying, I learned and I forgot it, is a embarrassment. But says the Shas HaTshuvos Tzitzel Yozer. What do we learn from this discussion? That now that we Baruch Hashem have Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebapem, there is an expectation that everyone should know what it says in Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebapem. And saying, Loi Shamati, saying I didn't learn is terrible. But on the other hand, he says, V'loi Abay Shalomi. If somebody did not learn something, he should not be embarrassed to say, Loi Shamati, that I didn't learn. Because Chazal teaches Loi Abay Shalomi. Somebody who's not going to be able to get up and say I didn't learn something will never really be able to advance in learning. So, the Mefarshim ask, it's normal that people forget. So why is there an issue that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shachachti, says the Gemara, so I saw the Sefer Yovel Evi says a beautiful answer. He explains that originally when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, there was not supposed to be any Shecha. There was not supposed to be any forgetting of our learning. What brought to the world that people forget what they learn? When Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the Luchas. At the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the Luchas, that was the moment where people started forgetting what they learned. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the cause for Shichas HaTorah. And therefore, for Moshe Rabbeinu to say Shamati v'Shachachti is something that is extremely painful. Another explanation that I saw from the Emre Emris, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu could have said Lo Shamati? Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu learn Kol HaTorah Kula? And since he learned Kol HaTorah Kula, he obviously knew Kol HaTorah Kula. How could there be a situation that Moshe forgot what that Moshe Rabbeinu could have possibly forgot what he learned? So I saw that the Emre Emes says that there are different things that Moshe Rabbeinu could forget or not forget. So he explains that something that's learned as a halacha psuka, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him this is the halacha, that's not something possible that Moshe Rabbeinu could have possibly forgotten. But this, it's a little different than the way we learn. It was something that they learned through a kalvachayim, through the kalvachayim from Maaseh Sheni. That's something that Moshe Rabbeinu could have possibly learned. I saw that some cipher has a very similar explanation. He says anything that Moshe Rabbeinu learned from his own, anything that was learned because it came through logic, or anything that was learned, that some cipher says, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu saw whatever Talmud is going to be mechadish, whatever Talmud Chacham is going to say in future generation, that's something that Moshe Rabbeinu could have forgotten. What he heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that he couldn't forgotten. Says the Gemara. So that's how we understand the Pesukim, according to interpretation of Rav Nechemya, that we said, according to Rav Nechemya, the issue here was that they, of Aninus. But as we said earlier, the Rav Shimon say that the carbon became Tameh, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why they burnt it. So says the Gemara, now goes back to the Gemara to explain the Pesukim according to Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, Heich Matatzlu, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, how do I explain the Pesukim? Says the Gemara, Hoch Matatzlu. This is the way they explain the Pesukim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, Adum, Eloi Chaltam, Chatz, Mokam, HaKadosh. And again, the question was, the question he asked them was, did you take the carbon into the Beis HaMikdash? And as we've been learning, the halacha is that you bring a carbon, if you bring the chatas into the carbon, into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified. Amalai, and Aaron responds to Moshe, hey, lo yehuve estama, al kodesh pnima. So then Moshe Rabbeinu asks him, shem chutz mechitzasim, maybe you took it outside the Azari Yatsus. Amalai, so Aaron says to Moshe, it was never outside of the Azara, the climb. But then Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron, maybe you brought it when you were Einan, and that disqualified it. Heine Krivua, the apostle Bahu, was it my sons who did the Avodah, who they indeed would disqualify the carbon or Pasluba Aninus, that when a kohen hedyot does an Avodah when he's an Oinen, it disqualifies the Avodah. Ania Kriftiyo, I was the one that was makriv it. And somebody's makriv it at that point, that loch, a kohen gadol is allowed to bring a carbon when he's an Oinen. The Duma, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron, V'dama agrav m'raichu p'shata b'av itmi, maybe because you were such pain, suffering, because not one of you passed away, and you didn't take care of the carbon properly, and it became tamei. Amalei Moshe kach ani b'neicha, and Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, is that what you think of me? Shani mivaza kotsh shemayim, that I don't treat carbonus with the proper respect? V'tekredi oisri ka'ela, v'afilu ka'ela v'ka'ela, even if I would have multiple tragedies, I'm not an individual that would ever treat kachim not with the proper respect. So Moshe says to Aaron, if the karbanos were not, the blood wasn't brought into the Beis HaMikdash, or because Shaisen was never taken out of the Azara, then you should be eating it, as I told you before, that aninus yechluah, that it should be eaten by aninus, says the Amalai. So Aaron said to Moshe Amalai Shemata el Belaila, when you heard that we're allowed to eat it by aninus, maybe you only heard that it should be eaten by night. Because to eat it by day, to suggest that we should be allowed to eat it by day, is not a fair assumption, because kavachaim and ma'isakal, we go again and we learn the kavachaim from ma'isasheni or ma'isakal. If we speak about ma'isasheni, Amr Torah, the Torah Agadosha says regarding ma'isasheni, lo yichalta oin b'mani kodesh chomer karbonus lo kol shkein that are oinen kenin by day. Yad Moish v'yishar Moish v'yita b'enav lo boish Moish Moish Rabbeinu wasn't embarrassed. Loimer to say l'shemati l'shemati v'shachachti iboyle l'shmur l'machle b'orta, that indeed, since this is a carbon that should be eaten at night, and what happened was because it got delayed, that it got because of that it can't be eaten till the night. That's why tumav anus basa, while it was waiting around, it unfortunately became tamei. So, the one issue that many Mefarshim have, as it turns out, according to Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, the issue here was that the Kabbalists became Tomei. But there's nowhere in the Pasuk that they became Tomei. So, isn't that critical? So, the Sefer Taras HaKadosh answers that Moshe Rabbeinu was well aware that this carbon became Tomei. What was bothering him was, why did you wait with eating the carbon, and if you wouldn't have waited, then it wouldn't have had the opportunity to become tamei, to which they told him, we weren't allowed to eat it. And because we weren't allowed to eat it, that's why it was waited around all day. And since it waited around all day, that's how it became tamei, and therefore by night we could no longer eat it. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam al-Rabbanan, according to the opinion, ask the Gemara, of Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, that you're not allowed to eat, they were not allowed to eat that carbon during the day because they were oinonim. By night they could. Hainadiksiv, that's what the pasuk says. V'chalti chatas hayoyim ayita b'ena Hashem. That Aaron said to Moshe, if I would have eaten the carbon chatas during the day, hayita b'ena Hashem, would a Kadosh Baruch be satisfied with that? El Ram Nechemya, they're according to Ram Nechemya, the kachi shaw were mutter, it was kachi doiris that were usur, even by night. And therefore, by kachi shaw, kabanas that were unique to that day, there's no difference between day and night. So why does, and kachi, that means kachi doiris may not be eaten, and kachi shaw may be eaten. What is pshat in the word hayoim? It's not a din in yoim, that even by night, the carbon chattis of Rosh Chodesh, which is kachi doiris, was not allowed to be eaten. Says the Gemara, what Aaron went to say was Chayves Hayoim. He meant to say the Sar Rish Chodesh, which is something that we are obligated to bring every Rosh Chodesh. Are you suggesting that I should have been allowed to eat it? I'm not allowed to eat those kabanas. The halacha is that kachi doiris is osur forever. Says Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Nechemya, the Rabbi Nechemya who differentiates between kachi shah and kachi doiris, hein the ksiv, it can be understood what it says in the pasuk, hein hayoim ekrivu. The word hayoim is extra. It should have said hein ekrivu. Why does the word hein hayoim come to teach us? Hein hayoim, the carbon which is brought today, which is kachi doiris, that's different than the other kabbanas. El Rabbanon, that don't differentiate between kachi shah and kachi doiris, because it has nothing to do, that whole story has nothing to do with aninus. My hein hayoim, what does hein hayoim come to say? Hachkamer, hein akrivu, did they bring the carbon? That would have made that would have disqualified the carbon because they're kohanim hajoitus who bring a car can't bring a carbon with their einanim. Ania crafty, I am the kohen gadol. We learned earlier in the Amun Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, as they were challenging the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, the Gemara said they asked a number of questions, and the Gemara focuses now on those questions. But the Gemara brings a brisa. The Braisa says, Omamar, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemya that the carbon was burnt because of aninus. So if that's the case, so why didn't they burn all the kabbanas? The all three should have been burned, not just the Sarish Chodesh. So Gemara asks, what do you mean, what was meant with Shloshtan? My Shloshtan, says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Vasir achatis dorish dorish maisha. Sor sir nakshin. As we said earlier in our shir, that day was the Rish Chodesh Nissan. And we know from Rish Chodesh Nissan for the following 12 days, the Nasiim brought kabbanas. Every day a different Nasi. The first day was the Karm, the Nakshib and Nodov, the Nasi Shevet Yehuda brought. And the Sir achatis was one of the kabbanas that he brought. Then there was another carbon, chatas zuchatas shmi. The pasuk tells us that on the eighth day of Meluim, there were first shiva shimei Meluim, which we will discuss, where they were preparing the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah. Rish Chodesh Nissan was the eighth day of the Meluim. They have to bring a special carbon chatas. Darish hasar shel Rish Chodesh. Today is also Rish Chodesh Nissan, and regarding all three of those Nasiim, Seirim, the Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon challenge Rabbi Nechemya. Yochol Shishlos and Nesafu. And the Maraisa continues, maybe indeed they were all burnt. This says the Gemara, that the Pasuk says, Asir achat starish starish maisha v'inei sarif. So maybe the Pari means all three of Seirim. Tam and Lomid, then the Pasuk continues, v'inei sarif. The word hasaraf is a lashon yachid to teach us echad nisran, only one of those three kabbanas that we just identified was burnt. V'loy shloshta nisrafu, and the pasuk continues, the brisa continues. The pasuk says dorish dorish shtei drishis lomali. Dorish means to inquire. What did he mean to inquire with these two questions? Amalhu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron's children, "Menei ma'chatas nisrafa? Why was the chatas Rish Chodesh burnt? The Elu and the other two Chatos that we just mentioned, the Chatos of Nachshon, the Chatos of the Shmini Lemeluim, were Menachos and they were just left for tonight. Any Adaya Eza, but we don't know which one was burnt. Kshoim of Osun Nosun Lachem Moses Asavona of Edub, the carbon which is a kapara on the for Klal Yisrael, Havam Misar Rish Chodesh, because the Gemara Misak the Shavuos. Beginning in the Masechta, we learned, teaches us that every Rosh Chodesh, they would bring a special carbon chatas, zman kaparo l'chol toidoysom. That was the time that they brought that special carbon. It should be a kaparo if somebody, chas v'sholom, did tumas megdash v'kudoshov. Says the Gemara, shapa kamerle. So now the Gemara analyzes. The question that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon opposing to Rabbi Nechemya is a very strong question. Why was only the Sar Rosh Chodesh burnt? If a quarter of Nechemiah was burnt because of Aninus, they should have burnt all of the Kabbanis, says the Gemara. Rav Nechemiah Tamei, Rav Nechemiah is following what he holds. The Mekotche Shop, that where does this halacha apply? Only by Kotche Doris. Kotche Shop, special Kabbanis that were brought that day only, Leipasla Aninus, there is no Aninus issue. Omar Mar, continues the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, that Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon asked Rav Nechemiah that if they burnt the Aninus, if the entire issue asked the Gemara was just Aninus, they should have waited for the night when they are no longer in them and then eat the Kabbanis. Answers the Gemara, Shapa Kamalei, so comments the Gemara, isn't this a great question? Says the Gemara, Kesavar, Rav Nechemiah's opinion is that Aninus Laila Daraisa. That's how we began these sugyos. He says that Aninus Laila is Daraisa, and therefore waiting till the night on a carbon that Aninus is an issue is not going to help you. Dov Acher, we also learned on Amun Aleph that they challenged them with another question. There was Pinchas there, so even if Aaron and his children were oining him and they couldn't eat the carbon, what about Pinchas? So again, comments to Gemara, Shapa Kamalei, it's a great question. Savala answers the Gemara, Nechemiah holds like a Belozo, Domer Belozo, Aram Chanina, Leniskan, Pinchas, Achahargal, Zimri. Pinchas did not become a Kohen Gadol until he killed Zimri at the end of their time in the Midbar. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, after the episode where Zimri Ben Solu, the Asnasi, Shevet Shimon, had relations with Cosby Basur from Midian, and the Pinchas killed them, and the Pasuk says at that point, V'hoysel loyal azara akra briskunas oilam. And therefore, only then he became a Kohen, not at this early point during the Shemana Shemei Meluim. Rav Ashi says he only became a Kohen at Shem Shalom ben Ashvatim. He only became a Kohen later, in the time of Yeshua. When Klai Yisrael passed the Yarden to go into Eretz Canaan, as we know, the Torah, Shevet Reuven, Shevet Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe wanted to get their share on the Eivar HaYardei, and they were told that you could get your share there on the condition that you go out to war, and they did that. And now when they finished capturing Eretz Yisrael, and they were going back to Eivar HaYardei, they built a big mizbeach on the border of the Yarden, and Klai Yisrael were under the impression that the reason they built that mizbeach was because they wanted to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore they wanted to hold battle with them. Before they were about to hold battle, Pinchas sent 10 Nasim, a Nasi from Avim Shevet, that to determine why they built that Mizbeach, and they were told that they did not have any wrong intention. They wanted to build a Mizbeach that all future generations should recognize that we who live here on the Eivar HaYarden are connected and are part of Klai Yisrael. And when they gave that answer, so there was no reason to go to war. As the Pasuk says the Gemara, V'yishma Pinchas HaKohen Hotzi Eidah Rosh Alfa Yisrael, at this point, he's called Pinchas HaKohen. In all the other Pesukim till now, he's called Pinchas Ben Elozar HaKohen, to teach us that this point he became a Kohen, not earlier. Ask the Gemara, but Rav Ashi, what's it going to do with the Pasuk that says, that seems to say that already by the time of the story of Zimri ben Sola, he became a Kohen. The Pasuk is giving him a bracha, that he's going to eventually be a Kohen, but not right now. That seemingly indicating that only now did he become a Kohen. And says the Gemara, the Pasuk of Yishma Pechas HaKohen, the Pasuk coming to teach us, L'yachas Zara Achrov, that not only is Pechas HaKohen, but even his children are going to be considered Kohanim, What does that mean? They're going to be considered Kahanim. That his children, the descendants of Pinchas, will be those that will be Kohanim Gedolim. The Aruch HaNes says that this discussion that we're having here, if Pinchas became a Kohen at the time of the story of Zimri ben Salu, the Pinchas become a Kohen later, is only according to Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon obviously are of the opinion that Pinchas was a Kohen already earlier, proof being that they asked Rabbi Nechemya, why didn't Pinchas get that carbon meat that Aaron and his children were entitled to? So asked Aruch HaNer, if according to Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon we just said that they are of the opinion that Pinchas was already a Kohen earlier, so how was Pinchas allowed to kill Zimri? The halacha is that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei Lameis. So even though, points out Aruch HaNer, that the Medrash says that they didn't die instantly, but the question is, Pinchas did not know that that would happen. So he answers that what happened here was that Pinchas, when he saw what was going on here, ran to Moshe Rabbeinu with a shayla. As the Medrash says, Pinchas asked Moshe Rabbeinu, "Loi keachli manatene beredachem ha-sinai, didn't you teach us but that somebody who has relations with a non-Jewish woman can know him Poygenbob?" So the question is, why did Pinchas have to ask a question to Moshe Rabbeinu? He knew what the halacha is. The answer, says the Aruch HaNer, is because Pinchas knew this halacha, but he was concerned that is he allowed to do this given the fact that by doing so, he's going to become Tamei. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I know you won't become Tamei, and therefore you could do it." Why wasn't Pinchas a Kohen from when Aaron became a Kohen? The halach is, so says Rashi, that only Aaron and his sons were made into Kohanim. Pinchas that was born, and their children that came afterwards, but Pinchas who was born already from before was not a Kohen. Why, indeed, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this, that he didn't become a Kohen until at least 40 years later, says the Maral. And the Maral has an interesting approach. He has two terutzim. One terutz he gives is that at that time when they did Mashiach on Aaron, Pinchas was still a cotton. And the halacha is Ein Moshchin as a cotton. On the other hand, when he became Bar Mitzvah, since he wasn't going to be the Kohen Gadol, and it wasn't the time that they were inaugurating the Mishkan, they couldn't do Shemen and Mishkan on his behalf. Another teretz is that he says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not like to use the Shemen and Mishkan. So for Aaron and his sons, they had to use the Shemen and Mishkan because they needed the Kohanim. For Pinchas, it wasn't necessary. Elazar and his sons, another review actually, children that would have come later, don't need the Shemen and Mishkan. Rather than using the Shemen HaMishka on Pinchas. The Sifsei Chamim has a whole different approach. The Sifsei Chamim's approach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he could appoint Pinchas to be Kohen because he's the son of Elazar. But isn't it so much greater to become a Kohen because of what you do? Whether it's because you brought Shalom to Klal Yisrael, or whether it's because you eradicated this Russia from the world. And that's why, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that that's what's going to happen, he deliberately waited with the Kuna Pinchas until later. The Briskerov says that, Taisha says that the reason Pinchas was not made, according to the opinion, that he only became a Kohen later, why didn't he become a Kohen at the time of Zimri? Because Taisa says Klai Yisrael wasn't so happy with him, he killed a Nasi for a Shevet. So ask the Brisker Rav, is somebody becoming Kohen a popularity contest that they need Klai Yisrael's acceptance? So Brisker Rav says that Pinchas, it wasn't Klai Yisrael that the concern here. The concern is the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is the person is what they were concerned about, that the Sanhedrin was what they were concerned about, that wasn't, because of Pinchas' behavior, wasn't 100% comfortable in letting Pinchas become a Kohen, and they waited that he should become a Kohen until he was indeed in a place that everybody saw that he made Shalom Klal Yisrael. He's not a man of war, he's a man of peace. And because he's a man of peace, that's why he was waited till then. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, and he got in a share in the Kabbanis that were brought in the Shiva Shemei Meluim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Me'ela Meluim L'Moshe Hayu L'Mono. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we just had a discussion in our Braisa, asked the Gemara, that Pinchas, that we had a big discussion in the Braisa, that Yehuda and Shimon challenged Reb Nechemya. Asked the Gemara, why did they need to challenge him? Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, "Vlei Pinchas Hayimam." And the Gemara had to say that, well, at this point, Pinchas was not yet a Kohen. But asked the Gemara, "Im Isa, if what we're learning now is correct, Lema Dalei Moshe Rabbeinu Hayimam, Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and we're saying that a Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen." And it says, "Gemara Duma Shani Moshe, the Tard B'Shchina." Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dama Mar, Moshe Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yared. He was busy going up and down Har Sinai. He wasn't available to eat Kachin. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Pasuk says, regarding Kahanam Abali Mumin, Lechem Alakam Kachin Kachin Mekadoshim Yoichil. They get a shear of the Kachin 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 Kalim, even though they can't do the Avodah. Says the Gemara, Im Nemer Kachi Kachim, Lama Nemer Kachim Kalim, Vim Nemer Kachi Kalim, Lama Nemer Kachi Kachim. What does the Halacha have to point out? Both Kachi Kachim and both Kachim Kalim. If they're getting Kachi, why do we have to say both? Says the Braisa. Ilu, if the Torah would have just said Kachi Kachim, Lama Nemer Kachim Kalim, you say Kachi Kachim with Achel, the latter get Kachi Kachim, Shariyat Lazar of Lahen. Do we have Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a czar who got a share of the Kachi Kachim, the El Meluim. Kachi Kalim, but a Kachim Kalim, where there is no experience that a czar got a share, maybe Lo Yoichel. If the Torah says only Kachi Kalim and not Kachi Kachim, you have a Kachim Kalim Yoichel, Shein Kalim. They're not as serious as Kachi Kachim. However, Kachi Kachim, Lo Yoichel, because their level is much higher. That's why the pasuk says Namer Kachim Kachim Ulkach Namer Kachim Kalim Ktanimia. But what did the Braisa just say? Shehut Lazar Lahem. That where do we find that a czar ate Kachim Kachim? Where do we find that a czar ate Kachim? Moshe Rabbeinu. Laba Moshe. And but you just said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. Amar Sheshaloi. It doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a czar. But Bamal Azar, it's going to the man the Omer that a mincha is brought on the Bama. Mincha is a kachi kachim. And the halacha is that anybody who does the avoida on the Bama gets that carbon mincha, even though it's kachi kachim. So that's what it's meant, bizarre. But not chas v'shalom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the status, at least at this point, in the Gemara of a Kohen.